Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, we continue with a series called How the Church Meets Your Deepest Needs. In these teachings, Pastor Rick shares the benefits of being part of a church family. In just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get the Purpose-Driven Life Selected Thoughts and Scriptures for the Graduate, a hardcover book that will help the student in your life with the decisions they will face both before and after graduation. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Why You Absolutely Need a Church Family.
I love the message paraphrase of this passage, Ephesians 3:10. It says this, through Christians like yourselves, gathered in churches, this extraordinary plan of God is becoming known and talked about even among angels. God's plan for all of time involves the church. No church, no universe, no time, no plan. Number four, fourth reason why the church is more important than any business, any school, any government, any nation. Jesus died for his church. Ephesians 5:25 and 27, Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. He died so that he could give the church to himself like a bride in all of her beauty. And he died so that the church could become pure and without fault. You want to know how something matters, you look at what somebody's willing to pay for it. When somebody's willing to give their life for something, that shows how much it's valuable. Christ died for the church. Number five, it's the only thing on earth that's going to last forever. It's going to last forever. The Bible says this in Ephesians 3:21, glory will belong to God in his church and in Christ Jesus. Notice, underline this, for all time and for all eternity. The church is going to last forever. Nothing on this planet's going to last except the church. That's how important it is. 1 Thessalonians 3, 4:17 talks about one day that when the second coming Christ, then we'll be caught up together with him in the air, in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and we will be with the Lord together forever. Well, that's who is that? Who's the we? The church. Number six. The church is the only group that Jesus said would succeed. In Matthew 16, verse 18, Jesus says this, I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it. Jesus is in the church building business. He's not interested in building my reputation. He's not interested in building your reputation. He's not interested in building nations. He's not interested in building businesses. He's not interested in building clubs or organizations. He says, I'm going to build my family. That's why I built the whole universe. I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it. Yes, there are battles. Yes, there are losses. Yes, there are things we don't win in. But I've read the last chapter of the Bible. We win. And ultimately, the church succeeds. It's the only thing that's going to last. Number seven, it is the only group big enough to solve global problems. You know, I've spoken before the United States Congress, I've spoken before the United Nations, I've spoken at TED conferences and Aspen Institute and Davos World Economic Forum, and I hear people talking about public and private partnerships. But you know what? The problem is they're not big enough to solve all the global problems. There's no nation big enough. There's no business big enough. The church is the only thing big enough to solve global problems. Let's put this in perspective. There are 2.2 billion church members in the world. That means the church is bigger than China. The church is bigger than India and China put together. And the Bible says in Ephesians 3:20 in the New Living Translation, by his mighty power at work within us, the church, he is able to accomplish infinitely more than we had ever dared to ask or hope. All of the global problems cannot be solved without one-third of the world who happen to be members of churches. We have the greatest distribution. We have the most volunteers. And on it with highest motivation, love, and on. Let me give you one other reason why we're going to do this series. Because the greatest privilege in life, listen, the greatest privilege in life is to be a part of God's church. To say, I'm a member of God's family. I'm a child of God. That's more important than your nationality or your gender or your business or anything else. The greatest privilege in life is to say, I'm a part of God's family. 1 Peter 1:3 says it like this. God has given us the privilege, circle that. This is the greatest privilege. God has given us the privilege of being born again so that we're now members of God's own family. Circle the word members again. Member, and circle the word family. God has given us the privilege to be a member of his family. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God and the Spirit of God lives in you? I said this earlier, but I want to say it again. When you were born physically, you were immediately born into the human family. You became a part of the human race. You didn't have a choice. The moment you were physically born, you became a part of the human race. Once you're born physically, you're in that human race. But when you are going to be a part of God's family, that's choice. And you've got to choose to let Christ come into your life. And when you're born spiritually, reborn, born again, rejuvenated, new life, then you're born into God's family. And that's choice. I don't know if you've made that choice or not. You're in the human race. You're created by God. You're loved by God. But you're not in God's family unless you've asked him to be a part of his family and accepted Christ as your Savior. Now, you say, well, okay, Rick, I get it. Church is not something we go to. It's not an event. It's not a building. It's family that I belong to. And you just gave me 8 reasons why it's more important than anything else on the planet. Well, the next question that comes up is, what's a purpose-driven church? You've heard that around Saddleback any length of time. What is a purpose-driven church? Well, if you were to look up the word drive in a dictionary, you would find that the word drive means to guide, or to control, or to direct. To guide, to control, or direct. When you drive a car, you guide, control, direct it down the street. When you drive a nail into the wood with a hammer, you guide, control, direct the nail into the wood. When you drive a golf ball, hopefully you guide, control, direct it down the fairway and onto the green. Drive means to guide, to control, or direct. Every organization, every business, every nation, and every church is driven by something, guided, controlled, or directed. I've listed a few things there in your outline. Some churches are driven by tradition, and some organizations are driven by tradition. How do you know you're a tradition-driven church? They have the favorite phrase is, we've always done it that way. Some churches and some organizations are driven by personality. And the question then is, what does the key leader want? The problem with a personality-driven church is when the leader dies or retires or has a moral failure or whatever, burns out, then the church is left floundering. And we've all seen that happen to a lot of churches. We don't want a personality-driven church. Some churches and some businesses are driven by finances. And when you have a finance-driven church, the question is, how much will it cost? And you ask that. Some churches are driven by programs. And you look at the schedule of a typical church, and they've got programs for Sunday school and program for women, programs for men and programs for the choir and programs for children and on and on and on. And you get the whole idea that the purpose of the church is just to keep people busy, to keep Christians busy in meetings. Jesus did not say, I've come that you might have meetings. He said, I've come that you might have life. Some churches are actually driven by their buildings. I think it was Winston Churchill who said, we shape our buildings and then they shape us. One of the reasons why Saddleback went 15 years without a building, we wanted to prove to the world you don't have to have a building to grow a church. This church grew to over 10,000 in attendance in a tent. We didn't even have a building. Why? We wanted to prove that a church is not a building. We moved so many dozens and dozens of times in the first 15 years of our church before we finally built a building. And then some churches are actually driven by events, keep the calendar full of activities. But at Saddleback Church, we call ourselves a purpose-driven church, not tradition-driven, events-driven, you know, money driven, you know, ego driven, personality driven. No, not a guilt driven, not a fear driven church, but a purpose driven church. Why? Well, we base it on this verse, Proverbs 19:21, which says this: many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purposes that prevail or last eternally. What does that verse say? I can make all kinds of plans, but they're not going to last. The only thing that's really going to last is to have a solid purpose of God that says his plans are eternal. His plans last forever. His plans prevail. His purposes are going to be going on forever and ever and ever.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Do you know someone who is graduating this year? Maybe it's your son or daughter, a grandchild, or perhaps a neighbor or a family friend. As you celebrate this important milestone and they begin the next phase of their journey, they need to know that God created them, loves them, and has a plan for their life. That's why Pastor Rick created a special resource just for graduates called The Purpose-Driven Life, Selected Thoughts and Scriptures for the Graduate. Filled with inspirational scripture, biblical wisdom from Pastor Rick, and beautiful imagery, this unique hardcover gift book provides a priceless reminder of the bountiful life God has planned for your graduate. And it will inspire them to seek his unique plan and purpose for their life. Don't miss this opportunity to minister to the graduate in your life today. We'll send you a copy to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world. You can call 800-600-5004, or you can visit PastorRick.com to get yours. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or 1-800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
So let's just wrap this up by giving you five benefits of being a part of a church family, of belonging, not just attending, but belonging. Say, that's my family. You can always tell the difference between an attender and a member. When an attender comes up to me in the grocery store and says, Pastor Rick, I love your church, your church. But when a member comes up to me and says, Pastor Rick, I love our church. Have you made that hop? Have you made that switch from consumer to contributor, from attender to member, from longing to belonging? Let me give you five of the many benefits. We'll look at dozens of these in the days ahead. But why don't you write down these five? Number one, a church family helps me focus on God. A church family helps me focus on God. You know that. Is it easy to lose your focus on God? Yes. Is it easy to get distracted by details and distractions and disturbances and dead ends and delays and difficulties? Yes. And about every few days, I need to get my focus refocused. And coming together as a church family helps me focus on God. And the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God, all these other things will be added to you. So if I focus on God, the bigger God gets in my mind, the smaller my problems are. The bigger I see my problems, the smaller God is. So I refocus on God. Number two, a church family not only helps me focus on God, it helps me face life's problems. You know, it helps a whole lot to know that other people are in the fight with you, that you're not alone, that you're not by yourself, that you're not a lone ranger. Let me just get real personal. You ever get discouraged? Of course you do. Why? Because life is tough. Life is tough. Life is a series of problems. And some of you have this myth in your mind that one day I'm going to get it all together and then I'll have no more problems and no more stress and no more tension, no more anxiety, no more stress the rest of my life. I hate to tell you this, but you're going to have stress the rest of your life, because life is a series of problems. It's how you build character. You're right now in one of three positions. Either you just came out of a problem, or you're in the middle of a problem right now, or you're headed into the next one, because life is a series of problems. But God never meant for you to go through life and all those problems and all that stress on your own. See, the life that God intends for you, a purpose-driven life, is never a solo act. God never meant for you to have to handle all this stress, all this anxiety, questions, problems, doubts, fears by yourself. He built a support group of people around you. It's a spiritual family, and we call that fellowship. It's part of the purpose of the church for your life. So number one, God helps me to focus my faith. It helps me to face my problems. Number three, a church family will help me fortify my faith. Now, do you know what fortify means? It means to strengthen. It means to develop. It means to reinforce or to make stronger. And what happens is when you get with other people in God's family, you set up your right values, you get the right support, it helps you establish your priorities, it helps you decide what's trivial, what's really important, it helps you fortify your faith. It clarifies your values. You know this is true. There's a lot of phony baloney ideas out there in the world today. There's a lot of stuff on the radio and on the TV and on the internet and on social media. It's just not true. It's not just fake news. There's fake everything. And if you don't have a fortified faith, if you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. You know that. So it helps you fortify your faith. Number four, a church family helps me find my place to make a difference. Helps me find my place to make a difference. You have a desire to aspire. You have a need to succeed. You and I weren't put on this earth just to use up resources, to take up space, to breathe air, and then to die. God has a significant purpose for your life. It's called your life mission for each of our lives. And God has something unique for you to do. He has a ministry in the church and a mission in the world, and he wants you to make a contribution with your life. He doesn't want you to just be a consumer your whole life. He wants you to make a difference. He wants you to leave a legacy. He wants you to learn how to serve God by serving others, how to make a difference with your life. The best way to learn how to do that is in a church family. Are you going to learn that at business? No. You're going to learn that at school? No. You're going to learn that in the neighborhood? No. Now, let me just say this. When we get to heaven and we're standing there before God, God's going to ask a couple questions. The first question that God's going to ask you is, this is the most important question in life. What did you do with my son, Jesus Christ? I hope you know the answer to that. I accepted him, his life into my life. I accepted his grace, his forgiveness. I trusted him with my life. I repented and turned to him. But there's a second question that's just as important. After he says, what did you do with my son, Jesus? And by the way, he's not going to ask, what was your denomination? What did you do with my son, Jesus? Then he's going to ask, what did you do with what I gave you? That is the question of the stewardship of your life. How did you use your life to serve others, to make a difference, to give back, to make a contribution? The first question determines our eternal destiny, but the second question actually determines our eternal rewards. And part of my job as your pastor and part of our church's job as a family is to get you ready for that final exam. Finally, there's a fifth thing, a benefit, and that is a church family helps me fulfill my life mission. Not just how you serve others, but you were put on earth to make a difference that no one else can make. Have you thought about that? God doesn't need one of us or two of us. He only needs one of us. God put you here specifically for a unique life mission that no one else can fulfill. As I said, we've studied the purpose-driven life before, but in this series, we're going to look at how you need a purpose-driven church to meet all of your five deepest needs. We're going to look at each of your five deepest needs and how to fulfill your life purposes. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for our church family. I love everybody who's here. We come from every different background. We represent every different age group, every ethnic group, nationality. We represent different 70 different languages. We represent different economic strata and background and even political differences. But we all come together in this family called Saddleback, a purpose-driven church, that we might learn what you want to do through your family. Help us to realize that this is the greatest privilege of life. There is no greater privilege than to be a part of your family. If you've never invited Jesus Christ into your life, if you've never stepped across the line, you're not a part of his family. But you can start today. Will you take this step? Just say in your heart, Jesus Christ, just say these words. Jesus Christ, in your mind, I want to be a part of your family. I want to live forever in heaven, but I want to know you, and I want to be a part of your family, and I want to see how my needs can be met by your family, and I want to fulfill your five purposes for my life. So today I'm saying yes to you as simply as I know how, and I humbly ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be back to close out our time today. But first, do you know someone who's graduating this year? Maybe it's your son or daughter, a grandchild, or perhaps a neighbor or a family friend. As you celebrate this important milestone and they begin the next phase of their journey, they need to know that God created them, loves them, and has a plan for their life. That's why Pastor Rick created a special resource just for graduates called The Purpose-Driven Life, Selected Thoughts and Scriptures for the Graduate. Filled with inspirational scripture, biblical wisdom from Pastor Rick, and beautiful imagery, this unique hardcover gift book provides a priceless reminder of the bountiful life God has planned for your graduate, and it will inspire them to seek His unique plan and purpose for their life. Don't miss this opportunity to minister to the graduate in your life today. We'll send you a copy to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world. You can call 800-600-5004 or just visit PastorRick.com to get yours. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle or 800-600-5004. And thanks so much for your support. And now here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, I tell you all the time that I love getting mail from you, either directly or by email. And when I hear from listeners, it just makes my day. Here's a note I got from Megan, who actually listens in South Africa. She said, Pastor Rick, I listen to your messages on Daily Hope, and I feel that God is speaking directly to me. After your Daily Hope series about the importance of community in spiritual growth, I started going to church and I joined a Bible study group. Wow, Megan, I can't tell you how happy I am about that. I am so glad that you applied this lesson. You just didn't hear the word. You did something about it. You found a church. And you know what? It's kind of like going to a doctor or a restaurant or anything else. If you don't like the first one, just keep going until you find one and say, this will be my spiritual home. For those of you listening today, I just want to say you need a church family. It is absolutely essential to your growth. A Christian without a church family is an orphan. So get involved in a church today.
Just like Rick said, it's so important that you have a home church. That's why he developed a free tool called How to Find a Good Church. And you can get it by going to PastorRick.com right now. That's PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.